fans got their money's worth as well, Coach, on Saturday. Your place, boy, good crowds turned out the Graff Event Center. You know, Scott was probably gonna win this going away, but your kids battled hard. You've got some 5 state qualifiers. You just missed out on a 6th, I think, and maybe a 7th. It came awfully close, but you got 5 kids punching tickets after a good performance on Saturday, didn't they?
It was a good performance on Saturday. You know, our kids wrestled really well all throughout the day on Saturday. And, you know, if you would have asked me before the tournament started, I would have told you I would have been happy with 4 state qualifiers. That was kind of my goal going in. And, you know, we came out with 5. And so, you know, we kind of exceeded my expectations. And that's good to see. You know, our guys, you know, they were ready to go. I think wrestling in our home gym in front of our home fans probably got us, you know, maybe a couple of extra wins, you know, that we might not have gotten if we were on the road. And, you know, it was a roller coaster of a day emotionally, you know, because, you know, you're winning some big matches and you're losing some matches that, you know, you're hoping that you could have won. It was a very well-ran tournament. You know, we heard a lot of great things from the other coaches, from the other schools, the other towns, you know, and, you know, it was just a great day overall. You know, we did get 5 state qualifiers to Omaha. We're really excited about those 5 guys. Tyce Hammerlin, just a freshman at 120 pounds. He's making it, obviously, to his first state tournament. And, you know, he's just a scrapper. You know, he's a dangerous wrestler. That's what I always tell him because, you know, he just always goes out there. And as long as he keeps on moving, good things usually happen for him. And that's exactly what he did on Saturday. And, you know, he came out on top the majority of the time. And, you know, he's really excited about making it to his first state tournament as a freshman. It's not easy to make it to the state tournament as a freshman, but, you know, like I said, he's a dangerous wrestler, and, you know, he's the type of guy that in any match, you know, he could win. And so it's really fun and exciting, sometimes stressful watching him wrestle, but we're really excited about him. At 132 pounds, Jack Siegfried made it to his first state tournament. And, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, I probably wouldn't have told you that he was going to be a state qualifier. But, you know, he's made huge improvements from last year to this year. And even from the beginning of the season till now, you know, he just continues to get better and better every week. And, you know, it's really exciting also for him. You know, seeing him, that hard work paying off, you know, and now he can say that he was a state qualifier. And, you know, I bet if you asked him, he probably even kind of probably shocked himself, you know, on Saturday. And so that was good to see. Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds, he was the district runner-up, wrestled really well on Saturday, ran into the returning state champ, from Omaha Scut in the finals. Unfortunately, we lost that match, but it was a good match for Tristan to have. You know, he hasn't wrestled that kid since they were in junior high, and, you know, he got a good feel for what that kid does. And so now if we see him again this next week at the state tournament, you know, hopefully we'll have a little bit better game plan going into that match. But, you know, up until that point, Tristan went out there and just did, you know, what he does, and, you know, looked really good out there on the mat. And, you know, we feel really good about his chances down at the state tournament. Another state qualifier for us, Quentin Terry at 215 pounds. He is now a 2-time state qualifier, and, you know, he went out there and did what he needed to get done to qualify for the state tournament. Ended up beating a kid from Omaha Scut in the heartbreak round. And so we're really, you know, happy with Quentin's performance on Saturday and, you know, the fact that he can say that he's a two-time state qualifier. And then finally at heavyweight, Spencer Steinbeck was also the district runner-up. He beat a pretty good kid from Elkhorn North in the semifinals, and he was pretty pumped up about that and, you know, ran into a pretty tough kid from Auburn in the finals at districts. But, you know, he's a district runner-up, and, you know, this is his first time qualifying for the state tournament, and so he's really excited about that. We're really excited for him. And, you know, he's a type of wrestler that if he gets on a roll and goes out there and wrestles his kind of match, you know, he could win some matches down at the state tournament as well. You know, those five guys, you know, were the positives on Saturday. But, you know, unfortunately, a couple of guys did come up short. They don't call it the heartbreak round for no reason. You know, we had two guys that came really close to making it to the state tournament as well, but unfortunately they lost their match in the heartbreak round. And, you know, those two guys were Tate Schaefer, who at 150 pounds, unfortunately got injured in his heartbreak match and didn't qualify for the state tournament, you know, even though he was winning the match at the time. You know, because of the injury, he wasn't able to continue. And so, you know, you feel really bad for Tate. And then at 190 pounds, Gabe Roberts also lost his heartbreak round match. And, you know, Gabe is the hardest worker in our practice room. He is only a sophomore. He made a huge jump from last year to this year. I believe he got 30 wins on the season, and I told him after his match, because he was pretty, you know, down emotionally, that, you know, not making it to state is, you know, not the end all for him. You know, he had a great season. He beat some very good wrestlers throughout the season, and, you know, as disappointing as it is, I know that coming up short for him and Tate and our other wrestlers, it's only going to motivate them even more in this off season, and they're going to work just as hard, if not harder, than they did last year to make sure that they make it to the state tournament next year.
Brackets came out once again yesterday, Coach. You've had a chance to take a peek at those. Your thoughts on how your kids look in the first round matches?
Unfortunately, you know, three of the five guys that made it to the state tournament, you know, Tice and, you know, Jack and Quentin, they all got fourth place at districts. And so they're going to have, you know, guys in the first round that were district champs in other districts. And so, you know, it's going to be a tough match for those three guys right out of the gates. And so, you know, they're going to have to go out there with the mindset that they're just the, you know, the upset, you know, killers, or, you know, the, you know, they got to go out there and get it done in the first round. And, you know, hopefully they have that mindset that they're not just happy to be there. You know, Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds, I really like his path. He'll have a pretty tough kid from Wahoo right out of the gates, but it's a wrestler that I know that Tristan can beat if he wrestles his best. And if he can get by that round, you know, it's set up pretty good for him the rest of the way. And then Spencer Steinbeck, he has a pretty tough kid in the first round, a kid from South Sioux City, that's only got one loss on the season. And so, you know, that could be a pretty tough first-round match for him. You know, we haven't seen South Sioux City. They haven't seen us. And so, you know, I don't know how that match will turn out. But it should be fun and exciting to see.
And of course, you get Class B gets going early. You don't have to wait around, and that's a good thing. You like that?
Yeah. That we do. I would say prefer to wrestle in the morning sessions. It's what we're more used to. You know, on the Saturday tournaments that we go to, you know, our guys like to wake up, make weight, and then, you know, and wrestle right away rather than sitting around and, you know, just thinking about it. They get to stick to, you know, more of their normal routine. And so, we'll be ready to go. We'll get a few days of practice in this week, and we'll hit the road Wednesday afternoon, and get into Omaha Wednesday night, get all checked in, hopefully get a good night's sleep, and then it'll be three more days of exciting wrestling.